On this episode, we review Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party opening night. Today is August 16th, 2022. This is episode 487 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda. Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. Then if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. We know that planning a trip to Disneyland or Walt Disney World can be overwhelming and at times just downright frustrating, but our friends over at Mouse Dining remove the frustration of booking Disney dining reservations, alerting you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. Head on over to msmfriends.com to use this free service. And then if you're getting ready to plan that next Disney or Universal vacation, looking to go on a cruise or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world, head to mainstmagictravel.com and fill out a form for a free quote. Our travel services are completely free to you. Room blocks are now available to book for our second annual Main Street 16 Challenge weekend, which is February 2nd to 5th, 2023. You can book at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Tower right there at Disney Springs for almost 40% off the normal rate and half-priced resort fee. Head to mainstreet16.com to learn all about the challenge weekend and book today.
So I'm excited. We're talking Halloween today, and not just any Halloween. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yeah, it's Halloween time, right?
Yes, it is. I just got my tree out.
I know we do have a Halloween tree. Yes, it is in our bedroom at the moment. We're not getting everything out right now. We're not super crazy, but probably like next weekend. We actually do tend to decorate for Christmas for 2 months and Halloween for 2 months, but we'll be gone Labor Day weekend. So that's where we'll probably in the next 2 weekends go ahead and decorate for Halloween. But it is officially Halloween at Disney at the Magic Kingdom.
It is.
So August 12th, we went opening night. This runs all the way through, of course,
October 31st. Which one day I want to do that.
I do too.
Because of the sheer fact that it is Halloween. And then at midnight when they kick us out and they get everybody out, they put Christmas stuff out.
Yeah. I know. I think it would be really cool.
Not everything.
Yeah, but to go to the party on Halloween night and then go back to Magic Kingdom the next morning.
Absolutely.
On November 1st.
Absolutely.
We'll definitely plan a time. Halloween's on a Monday this year, which means I feel like we've got a couple years till it, you know, is on a weekend, and that would probably be the best time, but maybe we'll figure one out here soon. So what we're gonna do, we did just get back from our trip, which was absolutely incredible. Probably one of the best
mind blowing
ever. Yeah, and we'll talk more about some of that portion of it on Friday, because we're actually going to split this up. So today will be strictly event review. We're going to talk about Mickey's Not So Scary. We're going to kind of tell you what happened with the weather and some things like that. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, we will talk about Coronado Springs. We will talk about Pixie Dust. We'll talk about our day at Epcot this morning, which was super awesome. Mm-hmm. So that'll come to you Friday, and you'll get to hear all about this entire weekend. So let's start. And like I said, Friday, August 12th, all the way through Monday, October 31st. These are on select nights, so you can go ahead and check the calendar. We're certainly not going to read every date. The pricing ranges from $109 per adult all the way up to $179 as you get closer to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
There are some sold out dates. In fact, the first several sold out in August, 12th, 16th, 19th, 23rd, and 26th. September 2nd and September 5th are sold out. September 20th is sold out. And then, of course, Halloween Day is sold out. But there's plenty other tickets up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to save a little money, recommend going in early September. If you're planning to be there at the end of August, like August 30th is only $109, mm-hmm. $99 for kids. You save $10 on each of those if you are an annual pass holder.
Yes.
If you look at going all the way into the end of October, you're looking at $159 to $179, depending on the day. So just something to keep an eye out for. Talk about the times that this runs, how long you get, and if you're not a pass holder, because you can go to the park anytime you want during the day.
Oh, right,
but if
right.
you're just buying a straight up ticket, you get like a little extra time.
Like Karen and Ashley did, mm-hmm. and we'll elaborate that on Friday. But at this point, they did not have passes. They let them go. So they, at this point, they are not pass holders. So the Halloween party starts at 7 p.m. and it runs to midnight. But if you get a ticket, you are admitted as early as 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So
and they're basically
nice.
Closing the park that day to non-Halloween party guests at 6 p.m. And they're going to usher you out. Yes. And we'll talk about that some because they were doing a wonderful, wonderful job this year.
Yep.
So you can get in at 4. And from basically from 4 to 7 for the most part. The park is running, well, 4 to 6, the park is running as the park is running, basically. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And then they'll try to get you out. But if you have the ticket or your wristband, then you can still go. And then right at 7, they do what they call, and not a stage show, but a changeover into the party where like the music changes and. Some stuff. We were not there because we wanted to go ride Haunted Mansion. So we started to stick around for it. But basically, I believe it was Karen that talked to a cast member and basically was like, nah, I mean, it's just a changeover. Like, it's not something that you'll miss. So we headed straight to ride Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. And one thing talking about the timing is that we do recommend is that if you're going on a trip during either this or the Christmas party, You you're not going to do the one of the parties. I wouldn't pick a party day for my Magic Kingdom day.
Correct.
If you want to be there and get the most out of it, because the park is going to close at 6. What you Correct. Could do is you could either do another park or you could say, you know what? We're going for a week. We're going to do a 5-day ticket.
Yeah.
Well, instead, we're going to do a 4-day ticket and then we're going to go to the party one day. Mm-hmm. And let that morning and all be your resort day. Go to Disney Springs for lunch, whatever. Get to the park at 4 and go ahead and do the party. Let it replace a ticket for that day mm-hmm. instead of doubling up if you want to do the party. You know, there's no point in spending a money on a ticket to go to Hollywood Studios and then leave there by 3 p.m. because you want to come to the party. You're double paying and double booking at that
right, point. Unless you have a park hopper and you go to Magic Kingdom for the first half of the day and you're like, meh, 3 o'clock, we're going to go ahead and head out to Epcot or Hollywood.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Or
and it would work perfect on that one if that's in your plans. But if you're like, you know, rope drop to close, you're going to get a lot less clothes here. So you probably
and
don't want to do
you
that.
You won't get fireworks here.
Right.
Because it's not like they shoot off fireworks before y'all
leave.
Right.
Well, you're not getting enchantment. Yep. Yeah. So you would miss out completely on any sort of firework activity on those days. Rides are open during this and tend to have shorter waits. We have, in our opinion, and again, this is coming from two people who can go to Magic Kingdom whenever we want. We can kind of ride rides whenever we want. I don't like to use the party to ride rides.
Correct.
Unless it's something like us walking past Haunted Mansion and having the posted 13-minute wait.
Right.
Or Jungle Cruise, where we literally walked on. It was posted at 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I think that's the time to take advantage of those, but I wouldn't go with a plan in mind of I'm seeking out all these rides. I just don't think it's worth the money because we're going to talk about so many other good things to do. But
absolutely.
Rhonda, what rides or attractions are open? And let's start in Adventureland.
In Adventureland, you've got the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. You've got Pirates of the Caribbean and Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean is one of the attractions or rides. It has a little bit of a Halloween overlay.
Yes.
It's not huge, but it's just a little added actors and actresses playing some extra parts. So it
Super
is neat
cool.
to check out.
Super
that is one
cool.
that maybe you would want to try. What is still open in Frontierland? And we did not make a point to do what we said we would do. Yeah. So hopefully they don't shut this down at any moment.
I know. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and Splash Mountain is open. Liberty Square, you have Haunted Mansion, which we did ride.
That's a must do for us every Halloween
Absolutely.
Party. And it's the first thing we always do.
I love it too, because usually the Haunted Mansion people are dressed a little bit more. And holy moly, they were awesome.
Yeah, they're really good.
This
cobwebs
night.
All over
yes.
them and stuff. Like,
even a little more makeup where they're more looking dead.
Yeah, look a little bit like zombies.
Super cool.
It is outstanding.
Super
and again,
cool.
If you ever see a 13-minute posted wait time for Haunted, that basically means it's a walk-on.
It said 20 for us.
Correct? It was on the way out, I think it was 13.
13
it was
on the way out.
When we went in.
Correct. And we think because it said that because they were stopping it for a little bit to try to get, because at this point it was 7:04 when we were in line.
Yeah.
So the party had
started.
They've got
to clear the queue.
And they have to clear the queue from the people that were trying to, I guess, stay at the party without a ticket. So
talk about what a great job the cast members were doing.
Okay.
Making sure that people had their wristbands, clearing out guests, because the issue in the past would be that they didn't really clear out the day guests from Main Street for the most part.
Yeah.
Up until the party actually started. So you had people that would wander around. You had people that would kind of go in a store and see if they could kind of sneak their way in. Like,
so we,
they swept them.
Yeah, we were, we walk in and they always have where you go around to your right and you go through this area, which is super cool because it's got these statues of the, we saw Minnie, we saw Mickey, we saw
Goofy,
all like and Halloween. All Halloweened in.
And they looked like the 50th anniversary statues, but these were more of a bronze, a darker bronze.
They were, and they did not work with our magic bands.
No, they did not.
Because we did have our magic band pluses on.
We now each own three.
Yes, we do. So with that being said, they take you around. This is where you get, and usually they always do one big giant candy. And this year's was M&M's, and it was the Cookie Crunch M&M. And then you go around, and there's a bunch of roped off stuff, and it's because you have to have a band.
Yeah.
And holy moly, talk about the staffed cast members. There was so many of them. And every spot where they were like, let me see your wristband, let me see your wristband. So I wanted to show Arizona when you wave to the statues in the hub, they talk back. Super cool. So we were over there, and this is when people were starting to gather because we were getting closer to 7 o'clock, which they do the changeover. So there were cast members going by and asking people that were just standing there, do you have a wristband? Two specific families that were near us were... It was just a little sad because this is where we love our shirts and our hats. Be nice to cast members, please. But the one family was just very much like didn't want to leave, was just kind of a little rude.
Yeah.
The other family was like, well, we're waiting on somebody. And I'm going to assume, because we were kind of walking at this point in a way, I'm going to assume the cast member was like, well, you can wait outside there over.
Right.
Because they were pushing them pretty much down and trying to get them out of Main Street. So basically,
it was almost like forming a wall.
There was a wall.
And
yes,
walking
there
down Main Street.
There was.
And allowing people to filter through that had wristbands.
Yep.
And walking everybody else out.
Yep.
Which I was super appreciative
it
of.
It was. Yeah, me
this
too.
This thing ain't cheap.
Nope.
You know, I don't want anybody getting freebie. Sorry. It's like
so and they had a wall built basically from Casey's and the at this point, which was not even 7 o'clock yet.
Yeah.
And I think if I understand correctly, they did pretty much just walk straight down Main Street and push everybody out, and they did have that nice wall.
Yeah.
So like I said, all right, so back to Haunted Mansion. We went over there. We were in line at 7:04. It did say 20 minutes. Do you remember how long
Let me check my notes on that one, because we didn't.
It looked
a little more intimidating because the queue was going outside and such.
And it was, it did. And I was thinking,
we entered at 6:57. It was posted at 20. We were on the ride at 7:11. So almost 13 minutes. It was 14 minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, when we were standing there, I it was 7:04, and I was like, they're probably just getting people out that were not for the party. So super cool. Gave us 13 minutes. And, you know, of course, the ride's awesome. Love it. It's so fun being there.
To do it. It's Haunted Mansion. It's Halloween.
And then because the party started, there are a couple of areas where right before you go into the room, there was smoke coming.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super cool. And then, of course, when you come out and the graveyard where Mr. Toad and other things are, there was more smoke.
Yes.
I love that. Love, love, love that touch. Fantasyland, you have the carousel. You have It's a Small World. You have Peter Pan's Flight. You have Winnie the Pooh. You have Mad Tea Party. You have Under the Sea, Little Mermaid, and you have Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Mad Tea Party has a little twist to it. It's one of the other attractions that are doing kind of a little bit of a Halloween overlay, just like Pirates.
And we realized after the fact, We didn't even walk through Fantasyland.
Nope. Never.
Never. A little sad, but again, excited to tell y'all stuff later. Storybook Circus, you have Dumbo, the Barnstormer. Tomorrowland, you have Astro Orbiter, Space Ranger Spin. You have Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor. Okay, so when I say that, though, I don't think the show was actually going on.
No, it was.
It was.
Yeah, and they're doing a bit of holiday overlay as well. So, and the reason she's saying it this way is because it's also a trick-or-treat location. So you're basically walking through the show, through the front, trick-or-treating while it was going on. Because everybody was in there. There was stuff on the screen. I don't think we were in the middle of a show.
Okay.
I think it's more of what it does. And somebody feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, because we just walked through.
Because we just walked through.
It's not the show like, here's a start and a finish. I believe it's just almost a continuous one where different monsters are coming out and they're interacting with the crowd. And so not, again, it's not like they took the show and it's just going over and over again and people are queuing up outside. You're walking in, you're taking a break, you're getting in the AC, you're getting, in this case, out of the rain. So yeah, that does have a little bit of a change up to it.
Tomorrowland Speedway and then the People Mover. And
Space Mountain, you missed. Space Mountain also has a little bit of an attraction overlay.
I apologize. Yes. But we did do the People Mover. That was the only thing we did here in Tomorrowland. Karen and Ashley had never done it before.
Nor Jungle Cruise. Okay, People Mover.
Well, I didn't even get to that part yet.
Okay. I know, but you're out of order. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, well, we already talked Jungle Cruise.
No, we didn't.
Up earlier. Why is it not even listed?
I don't know.
What the heck?
Okay. Well, anyways.
Oh, okay.
Back to, is it, it's not Liberty Square. Where is Jungle Cruise considered?
Jungle Cruise is considered an Adventureland.
Okay. So, and we rode Jungle Cruise. They had never ridden that before. Super fun. They enjoyed it. It was
listed on the brochure. I'm sorry. It was not listed on the website that I pulled from. But it actually is not listed on Disney's website where I pulled the info from for our notes. But I'm holding the brochure and it does list Jungle Cruise. So that's why we got all out of sorts, because we did Jungle Cruise before People Mover.
We did. And let's see. So we went around and we asked Arizona, you know, being the 7-year-old, what do you want to do? Because, of course, we knew we wanted to see the stage show of Hocus Pocus. We wanted to see the parade and we wanted to see the fireworks. So she did want to ride some rides and, of course, get some candy. So anytime we passed a candy, it's super quick and easy just to walk in. Usually does not take that long. Super fun.
No, they've got that down to a science.
They do. So we rode, like I said, we rode Haunted Mansion first. Then we rode, I believe, Jungle Cruise. Because then we were also getting some food.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got the food before that because it was at the Golden Oak Post on the way out. And so there's a lot of specialty food for Halloween. Not all of it is specific to the Halloween party. Some of it is available all day long.
Okay.
The party foods that are specific is a Grave Digger milkshake at Sleepy Hollow. Worms and Dirt Funnel Cake at Sleepy Hollow. They have the Almond Sweet Corn Cake at Pecos Bill, Tall Tale Inn and Cafe.
Oh, that was the one. So that's what we got.
Yep. They have the Spellbinding Fried Pie at Golden Oak Outpost. That's also what we got. And then they have the Pain and Panic Hot Dog, which I might have to do next time at Casey's Corner. This is an all beef hot dog, sweet and spicy onion relish. Oh, shoot. It's sriracha mustard topped with spicy cheese flavored snacks. All right, let's talk about the Almond Sweet Corn Cake. You could get it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we were headed around, and we went to Pecos Bill and got the sweet almond...
Corn cake.
Go ahead.
Yep, so it's almond vanilla cake drizzled with icing topped with candy corn, and they have made it to look like corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like corn on the cob?
Holy moly, this is Instagram worthy.
This looks like one of the like cooking shows where they stuff on TikTok where they're like, is it cake or is it real?
Yes.
And you're like, that's real. And they cut in it and your mind is blown. This was super, super impressive.
It was.
And I know Disney's really been focused on how their food looks. And we have mentioned in the past, we have found in the past year, they're actually caring how it tastes now.
Yes.
They're not just doing it for the gram. Yeah. What did you think of this?
I really liked it, I think. Like, I think at first I expected it to be light and airy, like maybe cake, but it was like a more dense, like a cornbready cake.
Yeah.
But it was super good. Like, you took a bite and then you were like, I want another bite. I want another bite. I want another bite.
I really, really enjoyed it.
I do love candy corn.
Yeah.
Of course, Arizona, we gave them all to her, which is fine.
Well, what'd you get later? Talk about that right now.
Well, I wish it tasted a little more like candy corn is my point. Then even Arizona said she wishes there was more icing on it.
Yeah, could have used a little bit more of that.
It could have. But overall, it was fantastic. Would I get it again? Absolutely. In fact,
We might get it again.
We might get it again.
Yeah, I loved it. You're right. It was denser than I thought it would be, but that's because it was more of like a corn cake, but it was like a sweet corn cake.
Super good.
I thought it was outstanding. And then we went right outside there, and Ashley really wanted, and when she said this, I was like, well, I'll go ahead and share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
The Spellbinding Fried Pie. Now, this is made to look a little bit like the book from Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little candy eyeball, mm-hmm. and it's got some little green squiggles on it. It is buffalo chicken, mozzarella, blue cheese, wrapped in flaky dough, topped with a candy eye and jalapeno ranch aioli.
I will tell you right now, squigglies.
I think for the next Anyone Can Cook in Wonderland crew, we make this.
Okay.
That would be a lot of fun.
You have to take some.
We'll make a couple of them, or we'll have them over or something.
Maybe
we actually do it for October's, and then we do a watch party of Hocus Pocus 2 or whatever.
This is in our Wonderland crew.
Yeah, this was. Did you tried it?
No,
it was great.
I didn't want to.
So
we were full. Well, we ate dinner before we came to the party.
Yeah,
that's why we weren't there at 4. But it was super cute. You and Ashley loved it.
We could have each eaten one, and we were full from dinner.
Yeah,
and we could have each eaten one. That's so awesome.
Good.
Just take buffalo chicken dip, and put it inside of a flaky pastry crust. And then put some jalapeno ranch aioli on it. I don't know how else to explain it.
Perfect.
If you like buffalo chicken dip,
perfect.
This is like buffalo chicken dip in a bite.
Awesome.
I really, really loved it. Worms and dirt funnel cake, I can guarantee would be good. That's a funnel cake topped with chocolate ice cream, chocolate cookie crumbs, gummy worms, and little Billy chocolate pieces. Billy Butcherson chocolate pieces.
I would like to go back to Sleepy Hollow, because when we were passing there anyways to the Haunted Mansion, it was closed and there was a very long line already.
There was.
So
probably lining up for that.
Yes. And I would assume so.
Yeah, either that or the Gravedigger milkshake,
yes,
which is there. Now,
yeah.
I would try this, but you and I are not big on coconut. But it's a coconut and matcha milk shake topped with mixed berry whipped cream, Gravedigger shovel, and chocolate gravestone. I actually think that sounds kind of good.
I would do it for research purposes.
For sure. Yeah. So.
But that's it.
Yeah. So basically what happened, let me just go through real quick a little bit of the timing of the main events, because what we have is Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular. We have Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade. We have Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular, which is the fireworks show. You have the Disney Storybook Circus Junior Jam that is running from 7 to 12 every night. You have the Monstrous Screamoween Ball in Tomorrowland on the stage there, which is from 7 to 12. And then you have the new Zombeats Bash in Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe from 7 to 12.
We did get to do that.
We did do that. So Hocus Pocus is going to run August 12th to September 30th. It runs at 8:35, at 10:45, and then at 12 a.m. And that is on the main stage
September
in front of Cinderella Castle. Yeah. Then October 2nd through October 31st, it runs at 7:40 p.m. because it's getting darker sooner.
Oh.
8:35 p.m. it looks like, 10:45 p.m. and 12. So you get 4 showings. Then Rhonda's handing her readers to me. No, it's smudge. It's not because I can't see it. It's because there's a smudge over that time.
Uh-huh.
So you actually get an additional one to try out that night.
Nice.
So what we did is after the tree, after Haunted, after the treats, after Jungle Cruise.
Jeremy had this plan.
I had a great
plan.
Tell
him your plan.
So my plan was to catch the stage show at 8:35.
So after we headed that, right over.
Yeah, right over there. And this is what we've done before.
After we got off of
Jungle.
Jungle.
Yep.
It was like 8:25 and I was like, are we going to make it? And you were like, I think so. And we were planning on catching that and then telling the rest of your plan.
So here's what we've always done in the past, and this works very well. And mm-hmm. you just find a good spot, preferably near a trash can, in the hub, right in front of the castle. We were going to check out the Villain Spectacular at 8:35. After that's over, we got a little bit of a sit, and we were going to catch the parade at 9:15.
Mm-hmm.
After that is done, you're not going to wait that long, and you're going to catch the fireworks at 10:15. Bam, bam, bam. You've knocked all three out. It's about 10:40, and you still have an hour and 20 minutes left in your night to then go do character meet and greets, you know, to pictures. Maybe go do pictures, do trick or treat more. Maybe that's the time you do some rides. So we were there, 8:35, show starts. Sanderson sisters come out. They're doing everything. Oogie Boogie is out on the stage, and then poof, like
boom.
That.
Poof.
Done.
Done. They all leave because yep. There is starting to be weather a lot of rain.
So it's canceled. And they announced this is done. Yep. All right. Your next opportunity to see it is going to be now, not until 10:45. So you certainly could go, all right, we'll try and catch it at 10:45 after the spectacular. We can still come back and see the parade at 9:15. Spectacular at 10:15. We're still done by 10:40. We still got the rest of the night like we wanted, right? So we decided to head over to the People Mover.
Yeah, because they haven't ridden that either.
They've never ridden it.
Super and
it was
funny.
Basically a walk-on.
Super fun, though.
So while we're doing that, I get word from a friend that is there that the 9:15 parade is canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now all we have is 11:15. All right.
And now Jeremy's head was exploding.
Yeah, because now this is just taking my plans and just run amok. So I'm going to go ahead and
no pun intended
reference
or
anything.
A pun intended.
Oh, totally intended that one. Like, all right, we can catch the spooky spectacular, which at this point, we don't know if it could go off. But 10:15, all right, now we're going to catch the parade at 11:15, and then pretty much, poof, our night is done.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, let's go ahead and do that. Let's get a sweet treat from, what is it, Auntie Anne's Galactic one. You got the candy corn ice cream cone.
Yeah, so we get off Paper Mover, and Arizona, so we were like, okay, we wanted this stuff. Arizona, what do you want? And there was this candy corn soft serve ice cream that she wanted. Well, it was raining. We went to pee. Then after that, we were ducking in to like look for Halloween decorations and
merchandise.
Thank you. Sorry.
Neither one of us are completely with it today. And seriously, when you hear Friday's episode, you're going to totally understand why.
I feel like my brain is just not working.
100%. I know. It is mush right now.
So we were going to go into Star Traders, correct, babe?
Yeah.
Well, right there, it was raining a little harder, so let's like duck in and get some waters from Auntie Gravity's.
Yeah, my apologies. I said Auntie Anne's earlier because her pretzels are delicious. I also have been to Disney and Magic Kingdom a lot of times, and I just got that pun and reference for Auntie Gravity's. Because there is no gravity. It's like anti-gravity, but instead it's anti like your aunt or uncle.
Okay.
And for some reason, that just clicked in my head.
Good job, babe. So we ducked in there, and poof, there was the soft serve cone.
Yeah.
So
we get this every year, the candy corn one. We actually get the candy corn soft serve every year.
That's so good. So anyways, we got it. Super good. So it is like a orange and vanilla swirl in an orange cone with a white chocolate that looks like candy corn. Did not taste like candy corn, but super good and super funny because Arizona was eating it. Ashley and Karen, of course, took a bite. And Karen was like, dude, if I'd have known it was that good, I'd have got my own cone.
Yeah,
I did get my own cone because I just love that kind of stuff, and I love soft serve, so I was like, this is my sweet treat.
Disney soft serve. I think, I'm not kidding, I think Disney could franchise soft serve places across the country.
100%.
Like the way we have Wits and Cold Stone and stuff. 100%. I think you could have a Disney soft
and
serve.
I would get it all
the
time.
Yep.
So then we go over to Star Traders and start looking at a little bit of merchandise for Halloween. Cute stuff, nothing that I was, you know, really interested in. So then from there, we head over to Cosmic Rays because also we were trying to look for, so we heard there was a zero popcorn bucket. There is not in Magic Kingdom as of August
12th,
2022. Now, I'm not saying it's gonna not come or come, but they do have Mickey Bach, which is the mummy and he does glow in the dark. He's super cute. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get him. I want some popcorn anyways. Plus, he's super cute and I didn't get zero. There's also supposed to be a cute Donald Duck Halloween sipper.
Yeah.
Thought he would be at Cosmic. He was not. We did not see him, which again, it's okay.
But what did we do in Cosmic Race while
That's where the zombie bash was going on.
We
super
did it like
cool.
The zombies do.
We did.
It is cheesy and stupid and campy, and it makes it feel like they're just trying to throw something in there to throw something in there.
But
and
it was
I'm
super
here
cute.
For it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. They had a DJ,
yep.
And he was kind of leading people, like,
and he
in
was
dance
a zombie,
and stuff. Yeah,
he
was leading
them
in dances, and they're playing all the zombie songs. We got three full films now to play from. Going back to the one in Tomorrowland, anytime we were in Tomorrowland, because of the rain, that is outdoors. We did not see that show going on since this is indoors. Basically, they're taking over the stage where Sunny Eclipse normally is.
Yes.
And they are still doing food,
yes.
But that is now more reserved for... you know, the portion around all the bays for the
yep.
food. And then this is a lot more reserved for people to come and watch,
yep.
But you certainly could come and eat. And we just stood in the back for a little bit,
absolutely.
Watched a couple songs, yep. And I'm here for it. I absolutely loved it.
Yep. Super cute. Let's see. After that, because it was still raining, this rain too set in and it was like kind of hard rain, not monsoon, but I mean... pretty decent.
It's enough.
And steady.
Yeah. And
that was the main word.
Well, the thing
steady.
That was so frustrating, and it's weather. Nobody has control over the weather. People don't even know what's actually going to happen with the weather most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking at the forecast all day.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened from basically, what, 8:30 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
To like 10:30 or so p.m. Yep. is what was supposed to happen yep. earlier in the day
mm-hmm.
from like 3 to 5. So mm-hmm. for us, you know, the whole day we're looking at it and we're like, this should be okay tonight. We should be good. And then it was like, it's going to rain from 3 to 5. Nope, it's going to rain from 4 to 6. Nope, mm-hmm. it's going to rain from 5 to 7. And mm-hmm. we're just the whole time like, oh no.
And then when we
that's
were,
what it did.
And then when we were standing for Hocus Pocus, I mean, I was live in Wonderland Crew and I was like, holy Florida, like I could look up and oh my goodness, those clouds. I was like, okay. Hopefully we're in the Disney bubble. It's just going to blow over.
So we have
just going to blow over.
We've got, and again, we'll talk a lot more about this on Friday. We got some new friends that we made at Coronado, we'll say. And we saw them the next day and they said they were looking out the windows at Coronado knowing we were at the party going, oh, it's coming for them. Like that's what Drew said. Yeah. He was like, I was standing here looking out the window going, that's coming for them. And he was felt so bad about it. Aww. So
anyways, after that, let's see, I went in Star Traders and went a little shopping. After the zombie bash, we went over there. Then at this point we were trying, it was
time to get
lighter rain.
Right. Too,
it was
yeah.
lighter rain. So we're like, all right, let's go get firework. We went over there, delay, finally, it actually did go off. In fact, poor Arizona was just about done. Karen said, I'm going to go get a stroller. Super cool. She went to go get a stroller because it was so late.
They were
like,
shut down.
Just take it.
Yeah, they were shut down.
They were like,
literally.
Just take it. Yep. So she took a double stroller for Arizona. Arizona sat at this point after I looked at the time and I'm like, Emporium's going to shut down.
Yeah.
I want to go shop. Let's go through this real quick.
We still have a parade at 11:15
right.
to finish the night. We hope. We don't even know at that point if we're going to get a parade.
So it was so delayed. By the time the fireworks were over, it was probably 10:45.
Well, do you enjoy the fireworks? Let's not gloss over that part.
Oh, sorry. I did. Oh, Jack.
The Jack is nothing beats Jack coming
down in the
beginning.
Beats him. I love him so much. So because of everything and because I'm short and because of the situation, it was good. I saw it. I could see Jack a little bit, but I didn't have a great viewing opportunity, which I will like to do
next
again
time. Yeah, another time. One thing I do want to take note on that we heard about is that it sounds as though cast members are maybe slowly being told or trained to get kids off of people's shoulders.
Yes.
Which I'm super excited about. You know, when the Hocus Pocus show was coming, because Arizona's 7, so she's obviously shorter, I was like, well, I can hold her up. I can put her on my hip, so she's head level with
and
me.
And I told Karen when Jeremy was doing this, Jeremy has always been that time. He's 6'3". He's always been that type to, he'll put her on the hip with it obviously being our child first. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, any other family's child that we're with. Because when you put a child on the hip, you are usually at this point face to face.
So if I can see it, they can see it. They don't need to be 4 feet above me.
Correct.
So I was happy to hear that.
It was. And so Jeremy held Arizona until it quit.
For 4 minutes. I know. 3 minutes, whatever.
But, I mean, she was super happy because she could see. And then, yeah. So Ashley was holding her at this point because, unfortunately, she was just about toast.
Yeah.
It was great. Great show, of course. Fireworks were fantastic. The music, oh, I just love it.
It's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's really good. I think overall, I like the Christmas one better, only because it's Christmas, not anything to do with the actual show or projections.
Okay.
This is, it's very Disney villainous, you mm-hmm. know, along with, of course, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Now, because of all this happening, the 10:45 stage show of Hocus Pocus.
It's not going to happen. Correct.
We got to get this done with, which is late, and we got to get prep for parade at 11:15.
Correct.
If they can still get that on time
mm-hmm.
and pull it off.
Right.
So
at this point, I look at the time and we're going to go, all right, here's my plan. Cause I'm like, I do not want to miss going into the Emporium because we skipped that. You know, when you first come in, they take you around to the right and stuff.
We just figured it was going to be plenty of time, too, to go back and hit it. Yeah.
So I was like, we need to go through there and then we can get a spot on Main Street to finish the parade because the parade will start. You said 11:45? No, 11:15
is supposed to be.
So you said by the time, I remember you saying by the time it comes around to us, it could be 11:30-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so going to start way over there at the end of Frontierland, right next to Splash Mountain, just like the regular, you know, Festival of Fantasy parade starts. So, you know, and that's one reason that I like sometimes, again, depending on your timing, to be at the end.
Yeah.
Or get yourself a spot at the beginning outside of Pecos Bill or something, because you'll be the very first to catch it and then you can get out of there.
Yeah.
And here's what I would do is I would get at that front spot. And then as soon as it goes past, go look at either Big Thunder or Splash or work your way around to Pirates because you could have a shorter wait there because everybody else is still on the remainder of that parade route. So just something to think about.
There you go. Excuse me. So we go in the first door closest to Casey's Corner and all of a sudden I'm looking down at time and I'm like, you know what? I love my friends, but I should have grabbed my stuff to pay for things. Excuse me, but I just kind of snaked through like I do and just went straight to the merchandise for Halloween. And in the area that was the Halloween stuff, I wasn't crazy about this year's Halloween merchandise. And I don't know if more will come out, but I was
like, crazy enough to buy 3 things though.
Well, you're jumping ahead. So I go to the normal Halloween stuff and I'm like, meh, meh. Well, all of a sudden, because there was a cast member and she was like, party exclusive, here's the line. And I was like, oh, that's what I want to see. So I get in this long line. It is a long line. There's tape on the ground, they're winding us, and it is not moving as quick as I expected. So I get finally through and it is getting it is now definitely 11:15. So I'm like, this is started if it started. And I find it's so funny because I get through there and I'm like, the shirts, I was like, meh, but I was super, super excited. I got a not so scary Halloween bowl that could totally be used as candy, but on the bottom it is dishwasher and microwavable safe. Super, super excited. It's got the Headless Horseman on it. It's got Mickey and Minnie in a Halloween costume. It has got the Haunted Mansion. It's got the ghost. This is my new favorite Halloween bowl.
Yes, it's awesome.
It says the party. I love it. The jersey I wasn't thrilled about, but it was super cool because I couldn't find my husband and he had everything. So I talked to a cast member. I'm like, can I carry this? And then, because I didn't know if I had to go pay for it right away, but being in that line, I didn't know if there was another line going straight. She's like, yeah, you're fine. And then I was like, and then where's the pass holder stuff? And she was like, it's behind the counter and there's a Hocus Pocus pass holder blanket. And I said, what? So I finally find Ashley and I'm like, where's Jeremy? I need my stuff because of pass holder A and B.
You had your phone.
I did not have my phone.
Oh.
That was the worst part.
Well, because I was out there. I'm out there getting a spot. And then we met up with Scott and Michelle from the Main Street Mouse. Yeah. And I was talking with them, getting a spot right there on Main Street outside
of the
Emporium.
I didn't have my phone. So I was like, I had my watch and I thought because sometimes being connected to Disney, it'll be weird. I won't be near my phone, but my watch will work. So I tried, and then Ashley text him. And so it all worked out where I got my Hocus Pocus pass holder blanket. So excited. I got my party exclusive bowl. And then there's a tote, and I already saw this in the...
Yeah, we saw it last week.
Yeah, in the shops. Super cute. It is just a nice Halloween, some of it's embroidered tote for $25.
If you
$24.99. If you spend over, just 40. I think it's a small amount.
And this is, I'll be honest, the quality of this tote bag with the
zipper
top and everything, it, in my opinion, in Disney's normal pricing, could be anywhere from $40 to $50.
And
so to get it for $25, if you spend $40, I think is actually a really good deal.
Just FYI, being a pass holder, I got nothing off that $25 because it already is discounted, I didn't care.
Yeah.
But I got my bowl, I got my blanket, and I got this bag, and I just carried it all. And then I go out, and the parade starts, was started by the time I got out. Kind of perfect timing, but... I'm short, and I was...
This is everybody from the whole night going to this parade because they didn't have to. Yep. So it was nuts to butts.
Yeah. Then we were near a tree, and it just... It wasn't great.
No Headless Horseman because of the rain.
Right, which makes sense.
Completely.
I did hear that some people were more mad about that, where I didn't care so much. I love that is my favorite part, the clopping of the horse.
When those lights dim,
yes,
it
and you
is incredible. They did have, if you've seen on social media, they had Max Goofy dressed, or I guess in costume as Powerline, which came out and led the started off right before the parade, like a mini little hello,
and I didn't even see that.
Yeah,
I missed all that.
So the parade is the best. This is my favorite parade I've ever seen in my entire life.
Ditto. And the Boo to You music, it did give me chills. But again, it sucked because it wasn't
great. You didn't have a good view.
I didn't have a great view. I was stressed out, freaking out. So parade ends. We go to leave because at this point, it's almost midnight.
It was almost midnight when they're closing. So there is one last Hocus Pocus show going to go on at midnight, and it
did. We were gone, but here's the good news.
Oh, I was going to talk about that 12 one. Yeah. Just again to note that you said that Emporium does shut down at 12.
Mm-hmm.
It is done. It's not going to let you linger or anything. People are out. It is shut down.
And you talked to another friend.
Yeah, because they wanted to stay there for the Hocus Pocus because nobody had seen it that night.
And
then they went to go shop, and I was like, sorry, done.
But the Hocus Pocus wasn't even the full...
It wasn't the full thing. It still wasn't the full one. No. It was like a shortened one.
So we leave, which we do get, which is super fun.
Yeah.
Cute.
It's Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary Celebration Halloween print. So the end of your not-so-scary night, pick up a complimentary Halloween-themed 50th Anniversary Celebration commemorative print. It's awesome. It's the castle. It's got characters. It's got Mickey's Not-So-Scary on
it. Jeremy's going to frame that. I'll put it up for our Halloween decorations.
It won't sit out 365? We're going to only put it out for Halloween? I can't fit in this office on a wall.
We have enough.
Yeah. We'll find something to do with it. Yeah. So super easy getting out, though, really.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this was kind of the best part.
We had an entire, like, pixie dust weekend, and this just felt like more. Like, the timing was just, what?
It just worked. We were headed to, so we drop off the stroller for Arizona, and we head to the bus, and the guy told us number 11, and we're headed around. We turn that corner, and Jeremy's long legs is ahead of us, and he's like, it's here. So I'm like, run. So he runs. There is standing room only, which of course we didn't care. We just wanted to get back.
Yeah, we wanted on that bus.
Mm-hmm. We get on the bus and we go home and we go to bed. And it was great. And our night was fun. We had a fun time.
We had a wonderful, wonderful time. I will say if it was just you and I, if we did not have Karen and Ashley and Zoe with us, if we had not gotten a chance to connect with Scott and Michelle and, you know, and all of that, I think it might have been a little bit different, but we had an absolute blast. Before we get into the next portion, I do want to back up a little bit.
Okay.
Talk about trick-or-treating. There's all these trick-or-treating stations. Oh, yeah. You know, just tell a little bit more, like, what are we getting? How much are you kind of getting?
You're getting handfuls.
You are. You're getting handfuls.
You're getting handfuls of candy. They are giving out anywhere
from... It's all Mars company.
Yep. So, you know, Starburst, Snickers, Skittles, Twix,
Milky Way.
I'm trying to think of, like, what else?
All types of M&Ms. Everything from peanut butter to caramel to regular. Yeah. Did you eat candy?
Yeah.
I always dig into the bag once an hour and I eat something.
So they had this year, which Snickers always does something kind of different and fun.
The best
they have done is the peanut butter Snickers, in my opinion.
So good. And we got a lot of them that year.
Yes. This year, they were doing it's called an almond brownie Snickers, where it's just very, if you love a brownie, I think you'll love this. It's very thick and brownie-y. And
Aaron described it, I think, perfectly as fudgy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yep. We got a lot of it. I was excited. I actually didn't hate it. I kind of enjoyed it a little bit. I ate one that night and I thought it was
chocolate.
Okay.
I love chocolate. I ate some too that night and I didn't love it.
I get it.
I love the peanut butter Snickers. But anyways, great. And you know, it's just so funny because at one point, like, there's four cast members, two at each barrel, just handing these. So at one point, like, I went to another one and I was like, and then I went to another one and she was like, what do you want? And I was like, ooh, the almond brownie. Cause I thought this was going to be great. And she gave me some. Next time I'm going to be like, can I have the caramel M&Ms, please? But it was just awesome. Great trick or treating. Fun. I love that every cast member was like, happy Halloween. Yeah. I love hearing that. It was fantastic.
There is this vibe.
Yep.
That is 100%. Hard to describe.
Yep.
And unless you go, and that's part of that vibe. Very important, not only for our good friend Amy, but for anyone else out there.
Oh, yeah.
About the allergy friendly options.
I turned around.
Because there's lots of nuts. I mean, when you got Snickers and stuff like that, you know, so you really do want to be careful. Of course, any other allergies you need to be very careful about.
Do you still have those? Because we can turn them in.
I have the coins somewhere.
So I turned around and I saw this bag that looked like there was stuff in it. And I was like, oh, Amy. So I was like, do you have gluten-friendly snacks or whatever? And she digs in this bag and pulls out two coins that are blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were cute.
Yeah.
They are. Like,
yeah. And prior to that, what you can do is you can actually go to a cast member and they'll give you a teal colored treat bag.
Right.
So that you would just walk up and they would know just to drop coins in it. We obviously didn't do that. So you verbally just said, hey, I'm interested. Yes. Do you do this?
Because Amy asked me. Yeah. And of course I'm going to, you know, and this is, again, we are doing this for our Wonderland Crew friends for sure. WonderlandCrew.com if you're curious about that.
Nice plug.
And so Amy asked us to do this. So of course we did. And yeah, we got these cute coins and she was like, you can return them to, I believe, Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yep.
And there was one more.
Yeah, there's another area on Main Street USA. And then you basically exchange those coins for a bag of treats.
Yep.
Allergy.
And we
treats.
Did not get to do that part, but that's why I just asked Jeremy if we have the coins because. So now get to the point. the part of the night.
Well, there's also lots of character greetings, which we did not have an opportunity to do because the fact that everything else was starting to shut down, everybody went to character lines.
And not only that, but like Jafar was outside, so he left. I'm sure we walked past him.
Lots of cool villains. Dr. Facilier's out. Jack and Sally are out. Yes. You get a lot Hades usually.
Ugh.
So they're very cool. You also have beautiful photo opportunities.
Didn't get any of those.
There's some magic shots with like the hitchhiking ghost.
Yep.
There is a Hocus Pocus 2 setup that you can get a shot in front of. I know Michelle did get that.
She did.
I'm pretty sure I saw her post that. All right. So let's move on to Saturday morning. Again, we had a wonderful, wonderful time. We had a blast.
We had such a good enough time that I would never think to complain and say it was awful.
Correct.
So with that being said, and again, it wasn't just Jeremy and I. I think if it was just Jeremy and I think unfortunately we would have been a little more disappointed.
That's what
everything.
I think. It was great to have our awesome friends with us and hanging out with them and just laughing in the rain no matter what.
Right.
And just kind of like, because that's the point, and I'll use what Lucy, our good friend Lucy, has deemed me as sometimes is salty.
Yes.
And sometimes I get
and
a little salty.
I'm the like sunshine. I'd ask Jeremy, I was like, Jeremy, are you okay? Like a couple times I looked at him and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to blow up.
And I was like, I'm good.
And you were like, I'm good. And
yeah.
I was like,
I'm having a great time. This is awesome. And I think, again, that was because we had Karen and Ashley and Zoe with us, that it really was like, you know what? Right now, this is about friends.
Yep.
You know, and that type of stuff. And so, yeah, I never got salty.
So
this is an unsalty weekend, I will say, because it was so amazing. There was no room for salt.
So the next morning we were talking, and we'll dive more into this on Friday, but we were
a recommendation was made
to us. What's the best word to use?
A recommendation was made to us
to go to guest services at Magic Kingdom and talk to them and tell them
about our experience and everything. Yeah.
100%. So we were like, all right. And then at this point, Karen and Ashley, they had let their passes go. They were 5 days past, I believe, their renewing.
Their 30-day renewal window.
Okay.
So they their passes expired on July 7th. That means they actually had till August 7th to renew. They decided not to. Then they showed up at Disney this weekend with us, and they were like, we want our passes back. And so we had some conversations and all, and we were kind of told that.
So the recommendation was to go talk to guest services for us, for the party.
For the party.
And then go talk to guest services for your passes.
Yeah.
So
with no guarantees.
Correct.
At all. And we weren't expecting anything.
We got on the bus and came over to Magic Kingdom. Literally just, you know, my daddy's taught me this. It doesn't hurt to ask. They can say yes, no, or maybe. So we went over. Ashley went to, because her and her wife are actual nurses, both of them. So she went over there to a window, a guest service window, to talk about her passes. Karen, Zoe, and Jeremy and I went over to another window to talk to them about our experience. We got this awesome cast member, Ricky. And I start explaining what happened, and I start telling him, and he starts asking me some questions like, why didn't I come that night? And he was like, well, before that, he was like, well, everything went off except the Hocus Pocus, the parade. And I was like, well,
which
I'm
very
sure.
Fair.
It is.
Disney
very
doesn't
fair.
Control the weather.
100%.
They can't help any of this. They did an outstanding job, I think, of actually pivoting.
I agree.
And pulling off the fireworks, pulling off a parade. They did do a wonderful job.
And mind you, when I went up there, I just was like, hey, you know, Arizona missed this. And and I'm just telling them our night.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad. I wasn't mean.
Gosh, no.
I truly expected him to say no. He asked about like why, because it went all off. And I was like, well, I am short. And because there was only one parade, everybody was there. It was a very hard for me to see. He asked why we didn't come that night. I was like, because she was exhausted.
She was tapped out.
Toast. Poof. She was done. And then she, and then I said the lines were long. And I really, Ricky was ready to be like, nope.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I guess he asked all the right questions and I said the things that I said. And he said, the only thing I can do is give you a night that's not sold out. And yeah. I was like, okay.
We'll take it. Yeah.
So he did. He said we can pick August 30th or anytime in September. We are actually going to be back September 30th. And we said September 30th. And Karen was like, yeah, we can make that work. Let's do it. So that is our experience. And it was fantastic. I'm super excited to go back. Yeah. Like, unbelievably excited.
And there were, you know, again, the reason that it was kind of recommended to us and we didn't even think twice about it, you know, we didn't think once about it.
Mm-mm.
Like that night or even the next morning, we were 100%. Just hanging out the next morning.
Yep.
And it was said, listen, there were a lot of people that, you know, didn't have the best experience last night and they weren't exactly happy and they just went to guest services again. Now I'm sure there's people that went up there ranting and raving,
absolutely.
But I'm sure there's plenty of people that went up and said like us, we were just like, we kind of just want to share our experience with you and a little bit of disappointment on some of the things we missed. And they were doing their Disney magic and they were helping people out either in the form of, you know, maybe a refund or again, letting them pick another night if they could make it back or gift cards or whatever. I do think that opening night had a lot to do with that, you know, and it being sold out and Disney thinking, let's try and make it right on these people. If you go in 3 weeks from now and some stuff gets rained out, I still think you could 100% go to guest services and share your experience, but I don't know if they're going to be as lenient.
I was just
going to
say, Ricky was like, yeah. I really pretty much expected him to be like, if it rains a monsoon and everything's canceled,
he's like, you're out of luck on September 30th. Yeah.
We're done. And I was like, oh my gosh, absolutely. I completely understand. And I know that, again, they don't have anything to do with the weather, but again, it was the first night, you know, and not once did I even mention that we were a podcast and that we are trying to tell all of our amazing listeners that we're, you know, if this is worth the money or not. And
which 100% it is worth the money. Worth the money Friday night.
100%.
Still worth the money 100%. To me.
I was just going to say,
yeah,
I would agree. Yes, it was. It did suck that I didn't have this great view of the parade, but it's still Arizona did.
Yeah.
Which was super cool. This nice couple. Yeah. Yes. Karen and her daughter sit. Now Ashley didn't have a good view either. Me, Ashley, Jeremy 6'3". I don't think
I usually have a pretty good view.
Usually have a great view. It was great to see Scott and Michelle from Main Street Mouse. God, they looked amazing. Tangled and Flynn Rider.
They were outstanding.
They looked incredible. She looked amazing.
What biggest question we got leading up to this is, what are your guys' costumes going to be? Because, you know, in the past, we have done it up. There are certainly restrictions on costumes for children. They're a lot more lenient, obviously. If you're 13 or under, you can wear most anything you want, including masks, as long as it doesn't obstruct your view.
Yeah.
And you're not like walking into trash cans or poles and stuff. Obviously, no sort of weapons, like anything that looks like weapons. For adults, go look at their website. You know, nothing offensive, nothing violent. I mean, we got away. We were fine the 1 year that we did the zombies and had like a fork sticking out of your head and a shoe sticking out of, you know.
Yeah, but that was still.
It was still Disney-fied, I think.
I agree.
No sharp objects. Like, just go look at the things for adults.
Please do, because you don't want to be turned away at all.
Yeah, or spent time on or money on something that you almost have to like take off and throw in the garbage there or something, or get dress coded. So but what did we end up doing?
We ended up doing, so it was super funny because we were trying to coordinate with our friends and we went back and forth on different things. Apparently zombies were talked about, but we ended up, because I'm like, all right, I think threw out there, we need to kind of dress like half
light.
Naked.
Yeah,
like fairies or something. Because Tinkerbell always had like a short little dress on and stuff, and her fairy friends. So Arizona wanted to be Tinkerbell, which was awesome. So me, Karen, and Ashley were Tinkerbell's fairy friends. I was basically Silvermist. Ashley was more like a Rosetta, and Karen was more.
I don't remember which one it matched up with. I know, but it was all very. Was,
yeah, but we were her fairy.
Fairy
friends.
Squad.
Super fun. And then Jeremy actually was like a piratey hooky.
I mean, a Neverland,
type.
Neverland yep. pirate. I had a pirate costume. I just had to buy a hook.
Yep.
And I got a little red bandana. Rhonda did my black eye makeup. It's horrifying
funny.
To have something
super
like that
funny.
On your like eyelids and going around your eye. I did not care for it. For anybody that does wear makeup, mad respect. I don't know how you do it.
So September 30th, we do go back.
Yep.
Not sure what's going to go on. Not sure what
all
we're going to do.
All five of us, of course.
All, yep.
Yep.
Not sure. I think I might be cold that night.
I know.
If I
super
wear a fairy
excited for that.
Outfit.
Also, I'm backtracking again a little bit. Mary Catherine, the incredible cast member,
yes,
was able to make an exception, and Ashley and Karen and Zoe got their passes renewed.
Oh, I didn't
into pirate passes.
Say that. Good job.
And we'll tell you about this morning, but we got to go to Epcot this morning, something they never thought they were going to get to do.
So cool.
It was amazing. It was like that's the Disney magic that I feel like a lot of people think is going away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I mean, into the moment she even said, she's like, Mary Catherine is there like doing the stuff while telling her like, I love your outfit.
Yep.
You look beautiful today. And like, just,
I got chills.
It was so amazing. And we were standing, we couldn't see each other because we were around corners. No, we were standing around corners. And once we were kind of settled with Ricky, Karen was like, well, let me just go see how Ash is doing. And she walks around the corner and she comes back and she's just looking at us with this smile.
And
like thumbs up, we're good. And Mary Catherine did say like, look, if these ever lapse again, and again, it was part they didn't want to renew. It was part they were super busy. There was a lot going on in their lives as two nurses and all.
Arizona's and, 7. Yep. They weren't sure because she's getting older.
And Mary Catherine was pretty much like, if these ever lapse again.
Can't
you're going to be out of luck,
yep.
But you know, we can go ahead and do this for you this time. And so, we're already like, all right, well now we got to do an adults trip. We got to do like this and that. So it was really cool.
Super
it was,
cool.
You know, we'll wrap up this episode for the event portion, but we can't wait to tell you on Friday about the rest of the weekend. Our stay at Coronado, we hit up the pool. We, did Epcot today, had some awesome time
and
there
and
for
I think
a short
it was
period.
Awesome because they actually, before their passes were going to expire, they got to ride Cosmic Rewind with their passes.
Yeah.
But that's all they got to do was the preview.
Yep.
They had never ridden it again and they didn't think they were going to. And we went ahead and bought Lightning Lanes this morning because we were staying on property and it was great.
Yeah. We'll save that for Friday.
Okay.
Because we did have an awesome morning at Epcot. It's not like us to get up and go to a park and come home. It's
true,
like
true.
Us to get up and get out and get home.
Very true.
So, but we had the best time ever. Anyone going to the Halloween party, again, we highly, highly recommend it. If you're on the fence, we highly, highly recommend it.
Oh, 100%.
You know, if dates are available, if during your trip, look at doing it. You know, if you can put
absolutely.
It in your budget. Definitely do it.
Absolutely.
Get dressed up, have fun, try the treats, so eat the junk, do everything you can. I hope that you have wonderful weather when you do have an opportunity to go.
And if you don't, just try to make the best of it.
Just make the best of it. You know, that's what we did. We made the absolute best of it, and I wouldn't change a thing about any of it. So thank you guys so much for listening. I know we mentioned Wonderland Crew. We changed a couple things. At least get the Hocus Pocus show in. I know we mentioned Wonderland Crew a lot. That's our Patreon group. Supports the show, everything that we do. Every penny of your pledges goes back into content that we can bring you guys. You can go to wonderlandcrew.com. You're out on the internet. You're hitting subscribe. You're getting brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. We would also be just super duper thankful if you could leave us a rating and review.
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.